أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. These are the last three ayats of Surah Al-Saffat, and these ayat actually encapsulate the entire theme of the surah. That from the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about his tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been speaking about his oneness, and how the different groupings of people did not believe in the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some attributed daughters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously others attributed sons to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there were those that equated other gods to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some had attributed the creation like the stars and others to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence Allah Rabbul Izzat clarifies and clears all that. And Allah says, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. Glory be to your Rabb. And when we speak about glory being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we speak about tasbih, we speak about saying subhanallah, then it means that we are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all faults. If hypothetically Allah had to beget a son or a daughter, then obviously we are attributing a fault to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and like that we clarify and we remove every speck of doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any form of blemish, both in the zat of Allah and also in the sifat, that is the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Allah himself and in the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is absolutely no blemish, there is absolutely no fault whatsoever. Rabbil Izzah, Allah who is the Lord of all respect, all izzat, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the other ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا, that all izzat, all honor, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the real and genuine respect emanates. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed us that one is superficial respect, that is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is a real and true izzat, and that real and true izzat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amma yasifun, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all fault from what they have described and what they have attributed to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encapsulates the second part of the surah. And that is, Allah had spoken about various Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa and Harun alayhimu salatu was salam, Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salam, Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu was salam. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now shows us one very, very important aspect, and that is to send salam and peace upon the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. In one narration, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am from amongst the mursaleen, I am amongst the prophets, so when you send salawat upon me, send it also to all the mursaleen, send it to all the prophets. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encapsulates that part of it. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and all praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us that whatever form of ni'mat, whatever form of boons and favors that has come to us, all are the bestowals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here and in other ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about praising Allah Rabbul Izzat, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given up us an important duty and function, and that is to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also incumbent To make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also incumbent. A small example of the difference between praising Allah, the hamd of Allah, and the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be understood in day-to-day activities, that we have a person that is very generous. We are not the beneficiaries of that person's generosity, but we will still say he's a generous person and we will praise him. And one is a person that becomes the beneficiary of that person. So when he becomes the beneficiary, he gets something from that person, then he will say, Jazakallah, thank you, and that is making shukr. Now there is no possibility that we are never the beneficiaries of Allah. We are the beneficiaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's boons and favors all the time. So it becomes compulsory upon us to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And that is why in the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of dua is to say Alhamdulillah, that when we continuously praise Allah, in that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us abundance. La in shakartum la azidannakum. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.